Hello and welcome to Healthy Mind, Healthy Life with your host Avik. This podcast is all about exploring the latest research, sharing personal stories and providing personal tips for improving our mental health and well-being. Each episode will be joined by experts in the field of mental health as well as individuals who have experienced the transformative power of a healthy mind firsthand. Together, we will dive into a range of topics from managing stress and anxiety to building resilience and cultivating happiness. So, join us on this journey to discover new ways to take care of our minds, bodies, and souls. And let's work together to create a healthier, happier world one episode at a time. So, let's get started. Hello and welcome to Healthy Mind, Healthy Life. I'm your host, Avik. And today, we explore the transformative practices and the inspiring stories. So today, we are honored to welcome our guest, Jennifer Dickens. So welcome to the show, Jennifer.
Thank you so much, Avik. It is such a delight and pleasure to be here on your amazing show.
Lovely. That's really lovely. So Jennifer, like before we start our conversation, I would love to mention this to all of our listeners that Jennifer is a spiritual practitioner and healer who guides individuals on a path of heart-centered living. Yes, you heard it correct. So why to wait? Like join us as Jennifer shares her wisdom and the insights, empowering us to release the burdens, awaken the inner peace, and embrace the love and harmony within ourselves and the world. So welcome to the show again, Jennifer.
Thank you, Avik. I'm delighted to share about this topic. It's near and dear to my heart, of course.
Lovely, really great. So Jennifer, to start with, like if you can share with us what inspired you to embark on the path of spiritual practice and the healing?
Absolutely. I actually have a corporate background, but about 14 years ago, like many people over the last years, we've been having our spiritual awakening. And I was guided to become a HeartMath certified coach. So helping people work with self-regulating their emotions and connecting with their heart. And then from there, everything just grew, evolved, and developed. And I've had a deep meditation practice through Kriya Yoga Meditation. It's an organization founded by Paramahansa Yogananda. And I've been meditating for 12 years. And then I've been following my inner guidance and my inner wisdom. And it brought me to awakening heart wisdom and working with people to access their heart, their inner intuition, to really surrender and let go of what weighs heavy on their heart, any grief, any sorrow, any suffering, any trauma. And just recently, I also got my Reiki certification to do some energy work and healing with people. And it's really been such a divine delight to serve and support people in that way. Absolutely.
Wow, that's really lovely. So, if you could also explain the concept of the six heart illumination and how it can help individuals overcome the heavy-hearted burdens.
Absolutely. That is such an amazing question, Avik, because what I discovered through my meditation, my deep meditations, especially as I grew to start tapping into my own heart, was this process of the six heart illuminations. It's actually a very ancient process coming from the Yoga Sutras, going what they say in teaching the Yoga Sutras is going from a heavy heart to a pure heart. And I feel the six heart illuminations is a across a more modern, contemporary process of going from what I say a heavy heart, because I don't like to use the word dark heart, to live life lighthearted. So the first step in the six heart illuminations is actually to awaken the heart, to discover that the heart is more than just an organ that pumps blood. It's one of the first organs that develops in our body. It's where we access our higher self, our soul, our inner wisdom, our intuition. And there's so much that lies in our heart. And so having a conscious awareness of our heart is the first step in the six heart illuminations. The second step is to activate the heart. It's actually heart activation. And what that means is to activate feelings, feeling the feelings of love, care, compassion, kindness, joy, appreciation, and gratitude, these higher vibration feelings. And moving and shifting from lower vibration feelings of, let's say, sadness and depression, anger, sorrow, grief, and shifting up into these higher vibration feelings. In my coaching practice, I've come across a lot of people when I ask them to feel the feelings, they don't really know what I'm talking about because most people aren't asked to feel feelings. So this is a conscious effort to feel feelings. And you would be surprised how many people suppress their feelings because they don't want to get their feelings hurt or they don't want to get their heart broken again. So this is this activating the feeling, even though it seems simple, is actually a big step to creating a safe space for feeling the feelings again. So hopefully that resonates with you. The third step in the six heart illuminations, I feel, is the most important, and that's the heart purification, which is the actual step to release, surrender, and let go of what weighs heavy on your heart. You know, as we mature and go through life, we have wonderful life experiences, but we have experiences that aren't so great either. We might get hurt, we might be betrayed, we might feel sorrow or grief for loss of loved ones. And so those feelings tend to weigh on our heart. So through the purification process, we actually release and surrender those feelings so that we're not carrying that weight with us throughout our life. And that's what makes this step so important. It's the step that allows us to let all of that go so we can have some emotional freedom, so we can let go of some of those heavy burdens that we carry and take with us through life. And then from that, we experience living life a little bit more or a lot more, depending on how much we release, a lot more lighthearted. And then we move into the fourth step, which is to a heart magnetization. So our heart has an electromagnetic field, and what we emanate from our heart goes out into our environment. I call it the Wi-Fi tower of the body, the heart. And so we're sending information out all the time. And what we send out to the world or out into the universe sends back to us. So from a lighthearted place, we want to magnetize or send out to the universe, send out from our heart, what we actually really want for ourselves and our lives. So if we want more love in our life, more loving relationships, more self-love, more joy, more happiness, more financial success, more business success, whatever it is, when you emanate your desires from a purified and pure heart, you're more likely to attract those things to you. You're more likely to magnetize and attract those to you. So that's the fourth step, also a very important step. I feel the core of the six heart illumination, step three and four, are kind of like the meat of the process. So important to, if you will, manifest what we want in our life from a from a pure heart. Then the fifth step is a heart amplification. So we're amplifying. It's as if we actually have a megaphone in our hands and we're amplifying. This is who I am. This is what I want. This is what I'm about. This is what I'm creating. This is what I'm causing in my life, in the world, out into the universe. So it's like you have a megaphone in your hand and you're just amplifying your voice, that inner voice, and making it bolder, confident, assured. So this is the fifth step in the six heart illuminations. And then the final step is to illuminate your, or illuminate or shine your higher divine heart qualities. And so allowing your inner self to shine through, to be a full divine expression of all of your possibilities, everything that's possible that's within you to express itself and to shine through you, to illuminate through you, to illuminate your life, to illuminate the world, and to illuminate out into the universe.
Wow, that's really lovely. Yeah. So, when we're talking about this, so what are some of the common challenges or maybe the obstacles people face when trying to awaken their hearts and find that inner peace?
I find the biggest challenges that people have is overcoming their own individual self-limiting beliefs. So everyone's a little different. The six heart illuminations isn't, how do I say this? It's a process or a way of living, but I take people through deep guided visualization meditations in each step of the process. So we're actually, I'm taking them into that inner world, into that subconsciousness, if you will. And so we're able to break through just the conscious limiting beliefs to get into maybe some of the subconscious and let some of that go. But I would say, people's self-limiting beliefs, their self-protection of their heart. If their hurt is so deep, they might be afraid. I also feel there's a difference between working with men and women because women are wired a little differently and tend to be tapped into their emotions a little bit more. So this process tends to be a little bit easier to work through for women. For men, it's more up for them to allow themselves to feel and be okay with having feelings and feeling emotions because emotions are such an important process of life. And so some men will gravitate to it a little bit easier, and others will have a little bit of a difficult time because that wall around their heart to not feel emotions or not be emotional or not express emotions is so strong that sometimes it just takes a little bit more work, a little bit more work, a little bit more work.
Understood, understood. So, I mean, if you can also walk us through a typical session or rather, I would say the program you offer to the individuals seeking the heart transformation.
Absolutely. Great question. I offer the Six Heart Illumination program one-on-one. And so when I'm working one-on-one with people, it could be in person or it can be virtually, and it's successful both ways, where you're room, or if we're like in a virtual room like we are here, Avik. And so typically the program, how it works is there's six sessions. There's one full session, an hour session for each of the six heart illuminations. So let's say with the awakening session, we start with a short heart-focused breathing to start tapping into the heart. And then I'll share some insights and some heart wisdom with the person I'm coaching one-on-one, as to the subject matter. Let's say it's awakening. So what's involved with awakening the heart? heart, maybe because it's early on, the modern science of the heart. So they have an understanding of the science of the heart, as well as the emotional and spiritual aspects of the heart. And then I'll get a better understanding, of course, in the very beginning as to what their goal is in accomplishing or they'd like to accomplish in taking the program. So that's kind of laid out in the first session. And then I will take them through a 15 or 20 minute guided meditation to take them into their heart, and we'll work on the awakening. So the first step is really awakening the heart, feeling some heart coherence. We call it heart coherence, really tapping in, getting that balance between the brain and the heart. It's not like we're replacing our mind and our brains. No, we're creating coherence, balance between our brain, our thoughts, and our heart and its feelings. And when we create that balance, we move into a state of coherence, and coherence is an optimal state of being physiologically. We're able to think more clearly, we're able to feel more clearly, and we're able to make better choices for ourselves. So then after I bring them out of the meditation, I will check in to see what their experience is, what kind of experience they had. A lot of people might have shifts within this deeply guided visualization meditation. And then others, it might take them a little bit longer. They'll feel like they connected with the heart, but they might not feel a shift yet. Sometimes it takes a few steps. But I will guarantee you, by the end of the six heart illuminations, there's a shift, a transformation, a tapping into the heart, an opening that occurs for everyone that I've worked with. There isn't a person that I haven't worked with. I mean, one of the individuals I've done one-on-one coaching with for years, when I took her through the six heart illuminations, she actually manifested so much but before we were even finished with the program. And at the end of the program, and she's been married for 25 years, she said, you know, my marriage is the best it's ever been. So after 25 years, she felt like her marriage is the best it's ever been. She felt the most connected with her husband, and her husband attuned to her heart, mm-hmm. right? There's an attunement that occurs because our heart has an electromagnetic field. But because her heart had shifted and mm-hmm. evolved and opened and growed, her husband actually felt that. So their relation, even though he doesn't know that it's happening, he feels that it's happening, and how he engages with her changes. Completely changed. And it was really sweet to have her experience that. So that's kind of how it works one-on-one. And in group coaching, I do group coaching in person here in Los Angeles. And then I do and or different parts of the world, depending on if someone wants me to come in and do a group coaching around the six heart illuminations with their group. I'm open to doing that as well. But I also do it virtually. And it's just as effective because, and if not, even sometimes even more, because there's community that's developed. People learn through other people. Some people are open and expressive and others aren't. So in a group setting, what tends to happen is our hearts start synchronizing to each other. And so one person might express maybe what the group is feeling. Or let's say there's a person who doesn't like to really open up and share in groups, but has something to share. It might come through another person. So everyone ends up learning, evolving, and growing as a group. And all of the groups that they can virtually or one-on-one, and how they want to stay together, because it becomes a very supportive, emotionally supportive, spiritually supportive community. And it allows them to all grow together in a very, very, very safe, heartfelt, heartwarming environment. Does that resonate with your heart? How does that land with you?
So one more thing is, which I am also thinking, like in your experience, what are some of the most profound transformations or the breakthroughs you have witnessed in your clients?
Well, with the clients, so that one sample I shared with you about one of my clients and her relationship with her husband, I've had clients also, once we get through the purification process, which is halfway through, even sometimes before the magnetization process, once they let go of some of that weight and the heaviness, I've had one client, for example, who had started a side business or a side hustle, who wanted to get out of their full-time job. Well, they were booking so much into their side business because there was a lot of energy and effort, and some of the blocks and their self-limiting beliefs were released. And they were so driven and focused on their side business, and their side business already had some momentum. It's just some of the resistance and these blocks that were in their heart had to be let go. And once that happened, they were starting to manifest so much so quickly into their side business. And that was before we even got to the magnetization process, which is the fourth step. So really manifesting and drawing in your heart's desire, right? Because our heart's desires are much deeper than our intellectual desires or goals, right? You might say our heart's desires are different than our intellectual goals. They go much deeper. So that's one of the things. The second was the client with her husband having that deeper relationship even after 25 years of marriage, and their sons becoming full grown and starting to go off and get married. Another client, for example, was able to have the realization that their full-time work was not fueling them and making them feel fulfilled, satisfied, happy, and joyous with life. They actually are in the process right now. This is one of my group coaching clients. We're in the process. She's actually reevaluating what she wants to do for a living. It wasn't about the job. It's about, I don't really want to do this anymore. I don't want to do, like, she's in marketing. I don't want to do marketing. I don't know what I want to do, but I want to explore from my heart what's for me, what's going to make my heart sing, what's really going to bring me joy in my life. So I think a lot of us are going through this process of, I'm not feeling happy, joyous, and fulfilled doing what I'm doing, but how do I discover what is really going to bring me joy? I spend so much time working, what's going to bring me joy? So this Six Heart Illuminations helps us get to the depths of what's going to bring you joy, because we all want to live life happy. Life can be very beautiful, very joyous if we allow ourselves to appreciate where we are in life and just want to go deeper to evolve and to grow and to tap in to sometimes some of those things we've always wanted. Like when we were kids, a lot of us wanted to do certain things, but because that's not what our family expected, or we had certain expectations or career paths. Okay, you need to be a doctor, you need to be a lawyer, you need to be this. But then that's not what your heart might be saying. Your heart might be saying, I want to be an artist, I want to be a musician, or I want to be a fashion designer, or whatever it is. That starts percolating through, but your heart will also show you a way to make a living at that. So it's not pie in the sky, I want to be a singer and then not make money at being a singer or performer. Your heart will actually, through continuing to tap in, show you ways and align people and resources to help you make a living at what you desire the most.
Got it. Understood. So, great. So, what advice would you give to someone who is struggling to connect with their heart and find peace amidst the life's challenges?
Yeah, that's a great question. So there's a couple of things. First, I feel the most important thing is to have a meditation practice, a daily meditation practice. Because when we meditate, we're stilling the mind. The whole purpose is to still the mind, right? To quiet the mind for just a little bit. Because when we quiet the mind, we tap into our higher self. And we can do that. The second step would be to incorporate the heart through heart-focused breathing. And that would be the second thing, to incorporate some heart-focused breathing as we go into meditation, to tap into the stillness, but to tap into our heart at a deeper level, to engage the heart. The third thing would be have a journal by you so that whatever comes out from your meditation, whatever insights, ideas, concepts, that you can write them down and take action on them, to take action on them. And then the fourth thing is to actually go through the six heart illumination process. I do online courses, or I should say online virtual classes, and then in-person classes as well. And the book is coming out shortly with some online courses as well. But that's in process for this new year. That will come out a little later in 2024.
Understood, understood. So before we wrap up, like, how can listeners connect with you or learn more about the Awakening Heart Wisdom and your offerings?
Yeah, absolutely. I, of course, am on social media, but the easiest thing, because this is a podcast, would be to go directly to my website. It's JenDickens.com. So it's JenDickens.com. And on there are my current classes, upcoming courses, retreats. I have some really, really fun retreats that are coming up. And some of it is in person, and then some of it is online. And they can also email me at Jen. JENN at JenDickens.com.
Wow, that's really great. And dear listeners, what I'll do, like, I'll also share all those links with the show notes so that it will be much easier for you to reach out to Jennifer. So great. So we have delved deep into the transformative power of heart healing with our guest, Jennifer Dickens, dear listeners. So through her profound insights and the expertise in spiritual practice, Reiki healing, and heart math coaching, she offers a beacon of hope for those navigating the life's challenges. So, if you're ready to embark on your own path of heart transformation, dear listeners, we encourage you to connect with Jennifer and explore the offerings of Awakening Heart Wisdom. So, remember that within every heart lies the potential for the healing, the growth, and the profound transformation. So, thank you so much for joining us on this enlightening episode of Healthy Mind and Healthy Life. Till then, be happy, be safe, be healthy. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Avik. It's been a